Robot Underpants.
Hey everybody, welcome to Robot Underpants. This is Langley.
Karaoke Bob.
Starman Michael Gaines is here.
You can call me Bob.
Bob 3.
April Fool's.
Bob the third, right. Oh, yeah, we should have done different
That's right.
Names.
I was going to do a different voice the whole show.
I was going to talk like this for the entire show.
I think I
show.
Might still talk like this for the whole show.
Mike, you want a Gilbert Gottfried scream?
No.
Hey, why don't you turn off your phone?
Okay, hold on.
I'll
silence it.
Oh, jeez.
What's wrong with your phone?
I think something.
No, there's nothing wrong with my phone. Thankfully, finally, there's nothing wrong.
Something is wrong with your voice.
There's nothing wrong with my voice.
April Fool's is the worst.
I walked in.
I don't understand why people get so upset about April 1st. It's a lot of fun.
People get upset.
No, and I'll tell you why.
What people get upset?
Jesus.
People on the internet are like, I hate April Fool's because I take this business seriously.
Well,
like,
what business? What business is it that they have?
Surfing.
They have no business.
Here with Cookie Monster.
That's, I don't know what that is.
Hopping Grover. I hate it because like I don't even have to like double check every story that comes through, and now it's like even places I think are legit are going to be, you know, they throw their stuff out. It's just like now I can't even get any. As far as I'm concerned, there's no news today.
Well, there was. I saw one real thing today.
Oh yeah, John Lennon's first wife died.
Who?
John Lennon.
Oh yeah,
that guy who was in that band from Britain, Liverpool. Liverpool's where they were from.
Even that, I was like, well, what would they be pranking about that? That's a dumb prank, so I presume she's probably really dead. What were you going to say, Mike?
No, just what I saw wasn't really worth talking about here. But
oh.
How important is everything where you got 364 other days to announce something? Who cares if people are funny on one day?
If they're funny, that's fine. If it's just like, hey, I'm telling a lie, like those other satire sites that are out there that are clearly not
right.
They just lie, like the Daily Current,
the Onion.
Like the Onion. The Onion's funny.
The Onion is funny.
You know that it's satire. They're good. They understand it.
Right.
The concept. And
that's what I'm saying. I missed something.
Yeah. No. There are. There's like a bunch of other sites that are trying to be. They like try to be the Onion, but they just don't understand satire, so they just lie. It's just a lie. They're just posting lies, and then people don't know the site, so they think, oh my god, this must be real. And then they start posting. They're like, no, it's not at all. Not even close to being real.
My aunt had actually posted an Onion article believing it was real that Obama supported the Nazis or something like that. And she's like,
see,
that.
This is why we should have never voted him as president. Loves the Nazis.
Clearly. Even though actual members
of the Aunt Barbara. That's the Onion.
Yeah. Early on, I remember seeing people post the Onion as it was a thing. But not so much these days.
Yeah.
I think that the Homestar runner, Strong Bad's email, hit it right on the head about what he...
That was really funny today.
That was
funny. Oh, good. I get to see my favorite website with a funny splash page or whatever. Like, it was just like, yeah, that's pretty much it.
The only website probably still using Flash on a regular basis.
Yeah. Homestar Runner. Yeah, well, regular basis.
I mean,
regular being once a year.
Well, no, they've been doing it a little more often, but they are far behind what they used to do.
They kind of joked about that too. Yeah, they were right. They're like, it's where the internet makes fun of the internet and tells the internet inside jokes, and then make fun of the other internet for not understanding. Like, yeah, pretty much. That's pretty much it. I mentioned this earlier, but I wasn't going to bring it up because I didn't want to get into the whole thing. But Patton Oswalt had a good rant about being funny on the internet on Twitter. It pretty much explained it all.
He was dead on, too. He really was.
No, he's right.
Oh, right on.
You read it.
Yes. Problematic, yeah. problematic.
You know, he made some, like, just dumb, like, third grade joke and then spent 53 tweets explaining how it's not supposed to be offensive.
And apologizing for it.
Apologizing and trying to be like, I'm not trying to offend men, women, trans, anything. Like, this is not, just so you know. And, then, yeah, just
and the payoff line was the greatest right at the end.
That's true.
You know, you get just, all the way through that, you're like, okay, that's kind of funny.
And you'll have to read it to know what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll have to go check it out, but yeah, because we'll not give it away.
Spoiler Bob isn't going to spoil
it. No, I'm not spoiling anything. And I mean, Yeah, but I won't. I'm just going to say that I watched last night the best episode yet, in my opinion, of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which neither of you have seen.
I haven't watched it yet. I'll watch it probably tomorrow.
Some stuff that you wanted to see, you finally see. Boobs? Stuff you didn't think.
Oh my God.
Things that you didn't even know you wanted to see, you get to see.
Penis?
I didn't know I wanted to see that. But
thanks, ABC.
Yeah. Now that I really look at it, it's not so bad.
I've seen one of those before.
Yeah.
Somehow I've lived with one this entire time and not been offended by it. Huh.
Wow.
Mind blown.
Hashtag penis.
But boobs, too. Plus boobs.
Plus boobs.
Plus hashtag boobs.
Yeah.
All of it together? Who knows? Maybe that's great.
Yeah.
No. So I was going to say there was a...
No, let's continue on.
No,
before.
Yeah, don't.
That becomes a thing.
Indiana just passed some crazy bill that restricts rights from people.
No. It doesn't restrict anything.
Right,
that's
it doesn't.
What it does is it says that we're not going to tell you that you can or cannot do something if it's part of your religion, and that extends to businesses. That so that way, you know, what could happen was a business could say, "Well, that's it. I'm not selling to gays."
Which was what it was.
Which is exactly what happened by.
What.
By the name of the place.
Memories Pizza was the place they caught shit this week.
Right.
Because they were like, hey, good idea. We'll be the first place to say we're not giving gays a
pizza. Oh, is that? Oh, I heard about that place, but I had no idea who they were.
Yeah, we'll sell gays pizza, but we won't cater a gay wedding.
Right.
Because they don't want people who would support that to eat their pizza.
Right. From what I read, the idea of this bill was supposed to actually allow... What was it? If I read this correctly, it was to allow Indians, Native Indians, to do, what was it? I don't know what they call it, but like religious practices that involve peyote, which is illegal.
Right.
And so this now maybe that's one aspect of it or something.
I'm sure that was the spirit of the law, but you know that's not going to work out.
Well, that's the spirit of the backtracking.
It was worded in such a way. Here's the thing. It was worded in such a way where before the governor of Indiana signed it, some people said, how about putting in a clause saying that this is a non-discriminatory thing? And he was like, nope.
And we'll fix it in post.
Yeah, we'll fix it in post. Whereas in Arkansas, it was passed, but then it wasn't signed by the governor. The governor said, nope, I'm not signing this until you actually put something that's non-discriminatory.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that this was just a case of people not realizing. I don't know. I'm trying to look at things positively. I can't believe that people would actually put together a law like that.
I can.
But how long would that?
Well,
last?
I mean, it's never happened in our history. So why could it happen now?
No, I think what happened is that it was worded in such a way. There was a spirit of something. It went off.
Yeah.
People looked at it a little too late, and it got passed. I think it needs to be repealed.
Yeah,
and re.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know. It's.
But I tell you what, if I think maybe it was because Indiana wanted to like restrict gay travel to their state without actually restricting it, so they passed a law so that way all the gays would boycott Indiana, which they've done so far.
Well, now everybody's boycotting Indiana because of this.
Yeah.
Like, Wilco called off their whole tour, any tour dates in there, and some basketball players.
I mean, what is Indiana famous for producing? I'm trying to think, because, you know, like...
Jones.
That's it.
What's the big convention that's in Indiana?
Indianapolis 500?
The NFL Scouting Combine?
Well there's the Indy 500. No, but there was a... what was it? Not WonderCon. There's some big one that's in Indiana every year.
Well, there's a There's a Wizard of Oz Museum in Oz, Indiana. I've been to that.
Never again.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, Wisconsin's famous for giving cheese to the country. You know, we gave steel to the country at some point.
No, you're
Los qualified. Angeles gave AIDS to the country at some point. There's what is Indiana famous for giving to us? It's like, well, why do we really need to go there? I mean, you can have the Indy 500 somewhere else. You'll call it something else because you don't want people to remember that Indiana exists.
The Boise 500?
Right. This is the real big race that used to be. This is now Boise. Right. So, I mean, all those other things you can have somewhere else, with the exception of the Wizard of Oz Museum in a town called Oz.
Or you can move to Kansas.
You could, which we've... Yeah, that or also Australia. Has... Oh, Australia has an Oz?
Well, it's called Oz.
Well, England has an Oz in Oz, too.
Oh, no.
Well, England used to have an Oz.
Oh, speaking of Keith Richards, yeah. Rolling Stones are going back on tour.
Yes, they are.
Are they going to have them all strapped to dollies, and they just kind of wheel them out there and then bring them back?
They're going to zip tie them to the country band... The animated country bears.
That would be great.
I saw them a few years ago. They still know how to play.
Just make them a permanent exhibit at Disney.
Yeah.
You know, why go anywhere?
You just go see them. They're on strings and wires and rods.
Yeah,
they've played over 2,000 live shows starting in America in 1965 was their first one.
I mean, Keith Richards looked like he should have retired 30 years ago.
He did.
30 years ago.
He did. How old is he for real, though?
He's like 26 or 27.
So the Memories Pizza Place didn't own memoriespizza.com.
That's a marketing fail.
Somebody bought it when they were starting getting crap, and they just posted like all this kind of pretty funny stuff on there.
Yeah, the dick pizza, which was pretty funny.
Home of the dick pizza.
Home of the dick pizza.
Didn't own the .com.
No,
right.
No, they did not.
Yeah.
Oh, it's spectacular.
So, yeah, at the bottom it says, no servers were hacked to bring you this page. If you own a business, you should buy the domain.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. Did you fall for any April Fool's jokes, pranks?
No.
No, me neither.
No, because on this day I expect everything to be fake.
Yeah.
And if I see something that I think is real, I'll make absolutely sure. Like, I'll research it and see if it's live on a bunch of other sites.
Right.
You know what would have been great today is if, like, Snopes reversed everything.
God. Oh, no. What a mess.
Just kind of reversed everything.
That would be funny.
Yeah. That would be funny.
It's true.
That would be horrible. People would be killing each other. No, I told you that was wrong.
I told you they spray the wheat fields with Roundup.
I told you you would totally die if you ate Pop Rocks with soda.
I told
now
you.
Now drink it.
I told you that African prince was real.
Yeah. Okay, give me $10,000.
I need to give you $10,000. You please.
Oh, dear.
Please be delivering to your email address and bank account numerals at once, please.
That guy would make so much money, he could actually pay out a few of those people.
Right.
He could make good on like three of them just so a few people be like, no, it totally works.
Oh. The earliest thoughts of, you know, it's exactly what I was doing. Identity theft is certainly a good profitable way to go.
Then there was the punchline.
That just took a long time to go nowhere.
It was worth it.
All right, let's move on. I want to distance myself from the past 49 minutes as quickly as possible.
Yeah, is that how far we are?
No, I'm just approximating.
Mallrats 2 is not a joke. That's happening. We talked about this. Yep. What are we up to?
I don't know. 9?
No, it's more than that now.
And he also upped the number. I think it's like 12 out of 15 or 11 out of 15 or something.
I think he got everybody he thought, you know, he got everybody he wanted to get. People that he wasn't sure he was going to get, and he got them all. So now he's going even further.
Yeah. Yeah, because he got even all the like the minor characters, like the every
like Tess.
Yeah, Tess. That's who I was thinking of. The girl who's trying to tell him.
What's his ex?
Joey Lauren Adams. I'm surprised. It's funny as Duke and I were talking.
I was surprised about that.
We were talking just earlier yesterday, and I'm like, she's not going to do it because I just saw her in Cleveland, and she's like doing her own thing, kind of not anything like that at all anymore. And she told a few Kevin Smith stories, but they weren't necessarily didn't have a bad tone, but not a good tone either. So I was like, she's not going to do it. And then literally hours later, pops up there. And I'm like, there, well, son of a bitch. All right, I guess I'm wrong. So we got her. I'm trying to think who we got since last. I don't remember, but
sure, there has to be
the list. The security guard.
Wait, I bet you it's updated on Wikipedia all the fucking time.
LaFours, he got today.
Yep.
And
saw that.
I think that was the one he updated. Said he was just gonna. There's a longer list. So he still needs to get Claire Forlani, Affleck. Who else?
I'm trying to think.
Oh, we haven't seen a picture of Dante yet.
Oh, I'm sure he'll do it. Yeah.
We talked about this last week. I'm sure he will, but we haven't seen him yet. So it's one of the last three, four, pretty much everyone. Oh, you know who he hasn't posted? Terry from Three's Company.
Oh, yeah.
That's who he needs to get.
Oh, and
put a fourth boob on her.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
And Jason Mewes, I don't think is. Oh wait, what?
No, he was in the first picture.
Oh yeah, I mean how could they? I mean,
he was in the.
You can't start the movie.
You can't do any movie without consulting him.
No.
You could say that about a lot of people in that cast. I mean, could you do the movie without Joey Lauren Adams?
I said yes. She was such a minor character that she didn't need to be in a sequel.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it could go either way, but like. Jason Mewes. I mean, he made a whole career out of lucking into that character.
He
was just a buddy.
Yeah. And it wasn't even like a buddy he liked that much at the beginning.
Yeah. And I thought he was fucking hilarious in Zach and Miri Make a Porno without really being Jay.
So we've got, here's a list, of course, himself, Mewes, Stanley, Michael Rooker, Shannon Doherty, Jason Lee, Ethan Suplee, Jeremy London is in. Renee Humphrey was the Tess.
What, Jeremy London was...
what? Yeah.
Yeah. He
not,
was...
Not his brother.
He was what?
He was like the other main character.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, he was... Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. What's happening right now?
He was the dude.
He was the dude. He's in.
Yeah.
All those people are in.
What the fuck was his character's name?
I don't know. Brody Bruce was Jason Lee.
I know. Yeah, he was Brody, but who was the other guy?
I don't know. Now you make me...
The Tess X.
T.S. T.S. Quint. Mm. T.S. Remember? T.S.?
Right. T.S.
Right. Joey Lauren Adams, and also the last one was the guy that plays LaFours. And so Ben Affleck, Claire Forlani, Priscilla Barnes, like I mentioned, are still missing. And a member of Smith's crew after these actors' most memorable performances were close personal friends, Scott Mosier's assistant. Oh, that's true. He was. He was the assistant at the fucking Michael Rooker's character.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Scott Mosier. Brian O'Halloran, as we mentioned, Walt Flanagan, and Brian Johnson. Now, those guys haven't chimed in either, to be fair. And they only do a show every week with Kevin. I'm sure that they'll be there.
Yeah.
It's probably just like not even worth mentioning. But yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. X-Files news.
Speaking of, yes.
Speaking of collecting characters.
Lay it on. Go
ahead.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Cigarette Smoking Man and Walter Skinner have signed on for the show. So there you go.
And I was reading that it's not even legal to smoke cigarettes on TV anymore.
It's not.
Yeah.
Really?
Since that show ended, the law has changed.
No, How I Met Your Mother had a couple of episodes where people were smoking on it.
Were the cigarettes lit?
Yeah, lit.
Mm. I don't know. I read an article that said it was no, it wasn't. It was, yeah.
Hmm. Man, I don't know, but I
mean,
I
were they smoking? Or were they just like in their hand or something?
No, they were. They're actually smoking.
Well, we can look it up.
And then, is it cigarettes or cigars, or both?
Oh, cigars might be okay.
Yeah, cigars.
Cigars might be okay because I saw that on both Parks and Rec and How I Met Your Mother.
Right.
And cigarettes, there was a whole. In fact, there was one episode that was just centered around quitting smoking. So I don't know what the deal is with that on TV, but
in the article it said you couldn't do it. I don't know.
But anyway, it's good that they're coming back. I'm happy about that. I wonder if those two conspiracy guys. I wonder if they're going to be back. I wonder.
Those three dudes, the lone gunman.
The three, yeah, that's right. The three dudes.
That would be cool.
The guys that produced Loose Change? No.
Did they? I don't know. But no.
That was a joke. Sorry.
A joke just for you.
I thought you had the two guys that, you know, the conspiracy theory guys. And that was.
Alex
Jones is going to be.
No. If you ever watched X-Files, you would know about the Lone Gunman. And they had their own spinoff show. Right. And they showed a plane that was programmed to crash into the World Trade Center.
Oh, wow.
And that was like way before 9/11. I remember.
Jesse Ventura going to be in the show?
No, he's got his own show. Yeah.
I'm just thinking of conspiracy.
I saw that guy. What's his name? Dean Haggard or something. Dean Haglund. Dean Haglund, I think is his name. He played Langley, which is where my name came from.
No,
that's where I came from.
No, it's your dad.
Nope.
Speaking of your name, you're pretty popular yesterday.
Oh yeah, apparently there was a prom somewhere in some place called Langley, and so everybody was all promming at Langley. So I returned the favor. I started talking back. I was responding because they added me, you know, at
That's
Langley.
That's crazy.
Because they're like, at Langley prom. Like, no.
Nope.
So I don't know. One of them was like, hey, at Langley, take one of these and call me in the morning. Ha ha ha. Prom forever. Hashtag blah, blah, blah. And I responded, thanks, but I'm not going to prom or something like that. And then they were like, oh, ha, ha. And then that response got like 20 retweets. By the end of the night, it was probably close. It was probably at least 20, honestly. And so then I was like, I got to figure out a way to market this somehow. I got to like leverage this somehow and like start responding to all these idiots that weren't paying attention.
And then you'll be able to finally pay the invoice for all the studio rental.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So then I got another one this morning from like some real estate agent. She's like, luxury homes at Langley, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I responded to her and whoever else she tweeted. And I said, hey, you know what? I don't have any homes, but here's a link to my website where I sell photo prints. Check it out. I linked her to my store.
You want to screw around people like that. There's apparently somebody who's going by the name Starmike or something. So once in a while, like very rarely, I'll get something like, hanging with, you know, Bob, Joe, Fred, and at Carmike. I'm like, yeah, I had a great time.
Hey, could you...
But I never want to see you again.
Had a great time. Sorry about what happened in that place that you'll find eventually. Yeah. Eric Spin is friends with the guy who has at Denny. And you can imagine how that must be in the middle of the night. Every night.
Hi, Denny.
Aha, Denny. Or that.
Hashtag, where's your app?
You know, by the way, the Tommy Wiseau's The Neighbors finally aired.
Oh, yeah?
On Hulu.
How was that?
I haven't seen it because I don't want to pay. I won't pay for Hulu.
Oh, I have Hulu.
Oh, I know what we're doing later. Yeah.
All right.
Just speaking of Tommy Wiseau, real quick.
Actually, it's my daughter's Hulu Plus. We traded a Netflix screen for...
No, that's fine. Huh? Who cares? the X-Files, it just starts filming this year, right? We don't know when that's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm sure it won't be out until next year.
Okay. So, Star Wars trailer, next trailer, like main trailer, I guess. We'll see in the front of that Age of Ultron movie, or maybe possibly earlier. Some of us will see it.
Hopefully. Well, it's when is Celebration, the 18th?
16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th of April. All
right, so they're going to be showing the trailer during Celebration. That means somebody will leak it, I'm sure.
Yeah, you'll get a fuzzy copy from somewhere. I don't know. I mean,
and I'm sure they kind of want that to happen.
Yeah, which is why, like, Yeah, when they showed the trailer for Tusk, I think it was WonderCon last year, Kevin Smith's thing, during his panel, he's like, all right, everybody get out your phones and videotape this so you can get the word around. We don't, you know, make sure everybody sees it.
What Legendary does, Legendary Pictures, is they'll show something at a con or something, and they'll make sure that nobody gets to record it.
Yeah.
And they'll never put it out. One Superman teaser, and I remember there was the original Godzilla teaser that they showed at San Diego Comic-Con. The Superman teaser did wind up showing up. I got a copy of it before they took it down. But the Godzilla one apparently never surfaced, and there was the stuff that they showed at BlizzCon last year, that never surfaced. So I don't know what Legendary Pictures' problem is, but they put – the other one was Batman versus Superman. They had that one thing with the spotlight, and then Superman is in the spotlight with his heat vision or something, and then it cuts away.
No, I didn't see that.
That showed up briefly, and then it got locked down.
Yeah,
but I don't know what the problem is.
Maybe they're like, they show stuff that's not finished or something. They don't want it out there.
Speaking of it, have you ever seen the Bad Man, the college humor thing, the Bad Man versus Superman thing?
No.
If you get a chance, go check that out. It's pretty. The whole thing is
Bad Man.
You've not seen this? Yeah, we're gonna have to watch that tonight too. It's fucking hilarious. It's a lot of Batman spoof stuff of the past three. And then
I've seen, I don't know what it's called, B-A-D, Batman.
Yeah, Batman.
Oh, maybe I never noticed.
Yeah.
I think I know what you're talking about, because that guy has a show now.
Yeah, he does. I can't, but it's on College Humor.
Now I know what you're talking about.
My favorite stuff. It's good.
Daily Show got a new host, and I guess the internet got mad about that. I forget his name. Noah somebody. Somebody else can do that? Something else happened. No Star Wars news. Do we have Star Wars news? What are we doing to say about Star Wars? I forgot.
It comes out in December?
Other than the trailer, no. Oh, I did. I watched an episode. This is hilarious. I watched an episode of Parks and Rec, and there's a guy who's like a big Star Wars fan, and apparently some legislation got passed him because it was signed December 18th, 2015. So they took it in while he was waiting online to watch Star Wars.
Did you finish the show?
I did.
Yeah.
I absolutely loved it. I thought it was great.
And you watched them all like in a block? Mm-hmm. At once. Wow.
Mark Hamill was in this week's Flash episode.
That's kind of Star Warsy.
Because it's kind of Star Warsy. Did not have a beard in the episode.
Yeah.
But sound like a crazy Jedi.
He
sounded like the Joker. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a little worried about how Luke's gonna sound. He's had like 17 million cigarettes since the last Star Wars movie he was in.
But I mean, he's supposed to sound different.
It's gonna sound funny.
Wait,
you'll need to use the Force if you're going to do anything.
I'm sorry, what, Mike?
I'm just reading a Twitter feed and somebody wrote, "This is seriously the name of a youth baton group in my town, Chicks with Sticks."
Yeah. .com. Go check it out.
My daughter's trumpet section, they call themselves the Screamers.
Oh.
Okay.
And do they yell, "We're horny." Speaking of bad jokes, they did the Justin Bieber roast. I guess that just aired.
Yeah, I did not see that. I haven't even heard anything about it.
Oh, yeah, because Justin Bieber basically was trying to make people feel sorry for him for being a dick recently.
He's a total dick.
So he's like, I know, and people make fun of me, and at the end I'll apologize, and that'll be the whole point of it all. Which is essentially, from what I understand, what it was
a dick move.
Yeah, it was another dick move.
It's another dick move.
I didn't see it, but I heard some clips. They're playing them on the radio, and it sounded like it could be pretty funny. You know, it had Shaq was there and Snoop Dogg and Ludacris and some other rappers and Martha Stewart. She was cracking jokes about doing more time than all
everyone's ex-con mom.
She was like, "I've done more time than all these thugs on stage."
That's pretty good.
I want to watch it.
Yeah, how do you justify yourself with any kind of street cred if you haven't served as much time as Martha Stewart?
Yeah, you got to do at least 90 days or something. I don't know how many years in there.
Man.
But you know how those roasts go. It's like there are a few funny people, and they bring those randoms in there to tell jokes that someone else wrote. It's always kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think a lot of that happened. No, I didn't hear a lot of good things about it. I heard some funny jokes, but... And then I was listening today on KFI. They were talking about the Friars Club and how, like, it used to be... Those roasts used to be... They would make sure nobody was filming when they were telling those jokes so they could like, as off-color, you know, and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And mean as they wanted to, this whoever. Like, that was, like, never left the room.
And then it became a thing.
Yeah, and then they started doing the Friars Club roasts and filming them and, like, everything, like... He said, I forget who it was, somebody I just called in or something. They were talking about it, like, yeah. Oh, so Tim Conway Jr. has a show on KFI. So he's, like, telling about his dad mm-hmm. going to one of these things or his friend of his or something. He's, like, asked to, you know, do a roast, tell some jokes. And they were, like, yeah, we want you to do this. We want to make roast this guy, whatever. And he's, like, is it going to be filmed? And they said, well, yeah, we're going to film it for TV. And he's, like, nope, we're not doing it. He wouldn't do it. So, I mean, I can understand that. It's just like, you know, if you're in a room with somebody and you're talking shit about other people, and it's like making, you know, you may have a career that goes one way and then you're telling all these, you know, blue jokes on this thing. It could totally, in that time, could right. really ruin you, you know, in the 60s or whatever. Well, I don't think they started filming those in the 60s, maybe before that even.
No, well, there's
especially if it was like, okay, since the 40s or the 50s. Yeah. You got an appearance as it's fucking Beaver's dad, and then you go and you're like talking about the, you know,
even
Joe wrote itself. So
even the difference between like I, you know, coincidentally, okay. So I have a confession to make.
Oh Jesus.
So
Jesus.
No, not confessing there just yet. I ended up going to see Barry Manilow came to town Monday night.
All right, I'm out.
To Cleveland.
And I almost went with him.
So
the only reason I didn't is because I was doing something else.
You're going to make me forget the whole point of me telling this story. Oh, yeah. So when I got the tickets, I was like looking at some really old Barry Manilow footage, and there was this TV show from 1975 when he introduces his backup singers, which were two black girls and one white girl, and they had the black girls on either ends and the white girl in the middle.
Obviously.
And he was saying, on a TV show in between two songs, he's like, I just want to introduce, they finally found a name for themselves. We call them the Flashy Ladies. And he goes, I wanted to call them the Oreos, but they didn't like that too much. and then just keeps... And then so, you know, they're the Flashy Ladies, and this is, you know, and then introduced them real nice, very talented girls, that shit. And then went on to play Mandy. but I mean, if that would have happened today, you know, a 30-year-old Barry Manilow, that's it. His career's fucking
done.
Over.
Done.
You know? And the thing is that, you know, he obviously felt like he had a good enough relationship with these girls. That he could make that kind of joke, and you know, so you
right.
know, so, knowing yeah. that and probably thinking that he thought that they, you know, probably thought that they would think it was funny.
They did, and they did. Did they laugh?
And they did. They laughed, and then he came out, and then like the next.
But that was, I mean, that was so long ago that Barry Manilow could still smile.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He can't move his face. I've never at the Cova. Cuba Cabana.
He's a ventriloquist at this point.
North of Havana. And I mean, it's frozen in plastic.
In time.
It's, you know, and we ended up like in the 10th row. And so I was just afraid of getting hit by, you know, plastic shrapnel.
Oh,
or dentures. Yeah, I mean, obviously the teeth that are in his head are not what they originally were.
Or probably even 20 years ago.
Yeah, his hips aren't originally what they really were. He kind of moved around like an old man, but he moved around better than I thought, if that makes any sense. He just kind of had like a stiff kind of shuffle to him that he didn't used to have before. But he still had,
it's like
you
when
know,
Tony Bennett
he
comes
still
out.
Had this thing go, and I need you! And then shake his hand, like little fucking jazz hands at the top there.
Just not to trigger anything.
Right, but I mean, I will say the guy's 71 years old and put on a fuck of a show, and I'm pretty sure he sang everything too.
When was the last? I'm looking him up. I was like, when was the last album that he actually put out?
He put one out
last year called My Dream Duet. That's right.
He did.
And which he did is, and like when I heard this, like you put it, I was like, oh, then he's singing with like
Snoop.
Modern pop stars. Yeah. Like what a great, you know, Carlos Santana did it and had like kind of a fresh breath of fresh air. You know, what if Barry Manilow does something with Kelly Clarkson? I'm thinking, oh, this is great.
Well, that makes sense.
That would make sense. You want to know what My Dream Duets is, Mike? Him singing with tracks of dead people. So it's like there's so
like Jim Morrison.
He's got a duet with like, you know, like I don't know, just all these
Nat
King Cole. Right, exactly. Go ahead and rattle off the list. You just took a guess.
No, I'm just guessing on that.
Yep. No,
I'm just guessing that. I don't have the list that's in your head.
Yeah, Nat was one of them. Frank Sinatra was one of them, and you know, I think
Dave Grohl.
It's funny that he puts these albums out, and even though like I listen to classic rock stations, and it would never ever
no.
Now it's. My Twitter feed does not mention anything about anything that he's ever done.
Well, you follow people, so
I know, but you think that somebody would have like some sort of
He put out a cover album. I remember because I think I might have been bought it. Was like maybe 2008 or 2009 or somewhere in there, because it was right around the Rick Roll time, and he covered "Never Gonna Give You Up."
Okay, here we go. Judy Garland, Louis Armstrong, Whitney Houston,
Louis Armstrong.
Did I say Louis?
Yes.
Oh, geez. I'm sorry. I was just
Louis Armstrong. Louis. Please pick up the courtesy phone.
Louis Armstrong. Yeah, it's Louis Armstrong. You're right. I'm sorry. Louis Armstrong.
You dumb shit.
It's a contemporary. I'm just, you know, that's the whole thing, you know, because that's what I do.
No. Oh, where did this list come from?
I read. This is about the Amazon, about this item.
I thought you personally had a list of things you wanted him to sing with.
Oh, that I wanted him to sing?
Yeah. Oh, he had his own personal list.
This is what this album is.
Oh, these are the people that are actually on it.
These are the. Oh wait, here. Let's zoom.
I thought you were saying you had your own list.
Yeah, I thought he said that too.
Yeah, that you would like to see him sing with.
No, roll
the recording back.
I'm pretty sure
this is actually who he sang with. Dead people.
Well, let's have that then.
Whitney Houston, John Denver, Louis Armstrong, Sammy Davis Jr., Mama Cass, Dusty Springfield. Judy Garland, Andy Williams, Jimmy Durante, Frankie Lyman, and
Burl Ives,
Marilyn Monroe.
So hang on. That album exists?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you said
no.
I totally thought you said
that not an April Fool's joke. My dream duets exist. No, that's not.
No,
a wish list.
My dream duets exist. I thought you were saying that you wished that it would have been where he sang with dead people.
No,
because all those people are dead.
No, I didn't say I wish. I said it was all with dead people. It would have been nice. I thought it might be something like he sang with Kelly Clarkson or Beyonce or something
backwards.
Like that.
What did you get out of that, Mike? Did it sound like you said the other way around?
I'm too confused.
I'm sorry. I ruined everything.
I'm the real Kirk.
I'm Captain Pell.
Shoot him. I just watched. Actually, just watched The Undiscovered Country the other day with riff tracks on it, which was great. Loves pointing out things that are dumb. What else? X-Files. We got through X-Files. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, we did.
Tron. What's the Tron news?
It's been announced that the possible name for the next movie is going to be called Tron Ascension.
You know what that means, don't you?
That means
we know about it.
Jeff Bridges is God, right?
And he's going to come back to life.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jeff Bridges isn't dead.
All right. Place your bets. Jeff Bridges comes back to the real world.
It comes back to real world?
Yeah, out of the machine.
As young Flynn?
No, as old Flynn.
Old Flynn. Oh.
No, he comes back out of the machine. Oh, sorry, spoilers to the first two.
He goes into the machine. He comes out and then goes back in.
All right, I'm saying that happens. I'm also saying we see Ghost Yoda in the next Star Wars movie.
I'm saying no Ghost Yoda.
Yeah. Well, we had this. Yeah. That's why I'm sticking with it.
In fact, I don't want there to be Ghost Yoda.
There's going to be.
Maybe that's it. I'll hate the fucking movie.
There will probably be Ghost Yoda forever because
his face will be watermarked on the right-hand corner bottom of the screen.
Following along, are you? he'll be just doing sign language.
Scan this for details, you will.
Ghostbusters video with no music is pretty great.
That was hilarious.
What? I haven't seen this.
There's a channel. It's called, like, Music Without Music or something like that.
Music Videos Without Music?
It might be that, yeah. They've done a few. The one first one I saw was Britney Spears. The one, like, Hit Me Baby One More Time or something like that. And there's no music. It's the one where she's, like, she's, like, kind of a close-up in Vegas or something, and there's, right. like, flames behind her.
Mm-hmm.
And all you hear is squeak, squeak. Like, as she moves in the latex thing.
Also, they score it with sound effects. Oh, yeah, that's put Foley in.
It's great. We'll watch some of those later. But, yeah, so they did one with Ghostbusters without music.
So we've got College Humor, the new Tommy Wiseau movie, and music videos with no music.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
So we got that. So, yeah, it's pretty much just Ray Parker Jr. going, like, just underneath the bed, like pulling the sheet off of that girl. That's like super creepy. He's just walking around in this room.
Musicless music video.
There it is. Musicless music video. Yeah, he's like, he just, every once in a while, he's like, I ain't afraid of no ghost. Just randomly.
So somebody, I was wondering if they actually did that, where somebody put the Foley in, this was the actual track that they used on the set.
No. That's clearly somebody doing the Foley. The Dave Foley.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure which is great, though. I mean, they did a really good job doing it. Yeah, no, I think they just kind of threw out the voices here and there. If it turns out that that's, like, some on-set recording, that's brilliant, but I don't think it is. Either way, I think it's great. I forgot what I was doing then.
I'm looking at it now.
Oh, the Britney Spears one?
No. I'm looking at the Ghostbusters one. If this was done well, then again, I mean, professional people know what they're doing, obviously. But it just seemed to me like I could tell the difference between what's real and what's not most of the time.
I think
it looked like they did a really, really good job.
They did a good job with all of them. But there was that music. So the Britney Spears one, I think there was a video that came out of just her vocal track,
mm-hmm.
and they probably just took that and added the Foley to it. What are you doing?
That's a Beyonce one. Yeah, it's all Foley.
They do a good job, though.
Oh, yeah.
This is, you should have put a ring on it.
That's pretty good.
Yes.
Yeah,
those are pretty funny. There's a bunch. I hadn't seen that one. All right, we'll watch that later.
Okay. Musicless music video. It's two words, but music.
That
video
had to be so entertaining for the audience.
Great, thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, sorry, you'll never get that last 2 minutes back.
It's all right. If they've got
refunds.
They've lost a lot of time. Since it was, Mad Max video, the new official trailer, I think it's like a couple minutes long, I think, for the new Mad Max movie, which is funny because I remember seeing the little 10-second thing a while back, and I'd forgotten about it. And it was just when did I bring that up, Mike? It's like last week. I was like, whatever happened?
Maybe something like that.
Yeah, I was thinking, whatever happened to that movie? I'm pretty sure I saw a trailer, and it looked good, and then never heard about it. I was like, this should have been out by now. That was like a year ago, more and more. But it's coming out in May. They put out an official trailer. It looks great. It looks perfect. I mean, I don't just off the trailer, and it's directed by George Miller, who did all the other ones. And it just felt like, hey, there's a George who didn't forget how to keep the feel to his franchise, like some other Georges. It just looked like it fit perfectly. Tom Hardy's doing Mad Max. So if you were looking for Mel Gibson, he's not doing it. But I'm okay with that. Because the whole look and feel of it just seems like that Mad Max style of all those movies, as they did progress a bit, but this one just seems like the next one. It's like so much going on in that gritty outback desert, whatever feel to it, you know, apocalyptic settings. So I'm looking forward to that. May, I believe, is when that happens. It looks great. I actually want to go watch that video game. That was good. The trailer. We got Batman 66 cartoons coming again, maybe? Sort of.
Yeah. Burt Ward and Adam West were at a convention a couple days ago, and they announced that they're doing voices for at least one 1966 Batman-based movie, animated.
Oh, you know what I saw at a record store a couple days ago was a Batman animated soundtrack on vinyl with a die-cut bat symbol.
Oh, nice.
I almost took a picture of it. The front was just yellow with the animated Batman from the animated series on it. And then I flipped it over, and there was a combined total of nearly 3 minutes worth of music on that album, and it was $40. There were
one thing about Batman is that they have never come out with an actual soundtrack for the TV show.
Oh, from the 66?
From the 66 TV show. It's not a complete one. And I asked several people about this recently. I was like, how come there has never been an actual full soundtrack? And they're just like, well, I don't know, but it never exists. Like, if you try to find the Batman theme,
it's like somebody doing it. Somebody else covering it.
It's like it's out there. It was done by, what was his name? Neil Norman.
I don't know.
But the guy who did it, like, it's him, but it's not the version that was used in the TV show.
Right. It's always like the music of.
Yeah.
Or whatever. You're right. I mean, I see a lot of that. This will be an animation of the 60s show.
I seem to remember that the actual theme was on one of those TV tune CDs.
Yeah, but those are not the same. They're not the originals.
A lot of them on the TV tunes are.
I know which ones you're talking about. It's the albums with TV on the front.
Correct.
Yeah.
Some of them were redone. Some of them were originals, and some of them.
Yeah. If you look on the, I remember I had that tape as a kid, and I remember discovering that, and I'm going, "Oh, that sucks." All that.
I think the best cover of any TV show I've ever heard was the one done for the Saturday morning CD of Banana Splits.
Oh yeah.
Oh, not an they didn't try to keep true to the thing. But that was Saturday morning cartoons. I forget what the name is. I've got it too. I think I saved that CD.
I have it. Hold on. Saturday morning. It was done by Liz Phair with Material Issue.
Okay. Yeah, I remember Helmet was on that album.
Helmet, yes. He did. He did.
Violent Femmes.
Violent Femmes.
Did they do Eep?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Ramones did Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, that's where that one came from. Yeah. No, I remember that. That was a great album.
Somebody's gonna have it on YouTube. I mean, it's not that it's not been released, somewhere. It's out there.
I have the store copy from Sound of Music. That's where I bought it. Yeah.
It's funny because Matt and I were talking about that album. Like, I know I have it somewhere, and it wasn't in my rack for whatever reason. It wasn't in my CD rack, and I found it in the garage.
Oh, shit.
I eventually found it.
Yeah.
I knew I bought it. I just don't remember how it went through the garage.
I've been doing a buddy of ours, Duke, who I've done other shows with. He is really big in record collecting, so I've been going with him while he's looking for certain records. And you know, I used to do it, and then I sold my collection. When I was down in L.A., I sold my collection. It was like 1,000 records or something. And
that was a good collection too.
It was a good collection. And every time I go into a store with him, I start to feel bad because I'm like, I had that. And then started to realize some of the stuff I had was worth way more than I let it go for. And I was like, oh man, why did I just keep
that? That's why we buy 1,000 record lots whenever we get the chance.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's what happens.
Oh no. I mean, I sold to a guy who I go to cons with. He bought some other stuff for me. He's a good guy. He runs a record store. Definitely went to the right place. Yeah. But I had a couple Pearl Jam vinyls that I saw, and I was like, wow, I can't even afford to buy that back now.
Mm-hmm.
That sucks.
Record Store Day is the 18th.
Yeah, that's coming up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right after Tax Day, which is right after when the Cleveland Browns reveal their new uniforms.
And right at the last day of the Star Wars Celebration.
Yeah.
WonderCon is coming up this weekend. I will not be there. I'm bummed. I wish I was, but I'm not. I'm really hoping that I'm at Star Wars Celebration because I'd be really mad if I somehow don't end up there. That's a couple weeks from now. Well, did you want to talk about Pac-Man? I guess that should have been part of the April Fool's.
The only thing that I wanted to mention was that if you go to Google Maps now, I don't think it's part of April Fool's, though. Maybe it is, but
it did start like yesterday.
No, I thought it started earlier than that. But anyway, yeah. If you go to Google Maps, there's a little Pac-Man button in the lower right-hand corner, and you click that, and it'll turn the entire map into a Pac-Man game.
Yeah, some people were saying that if you play Ingress, that it was turned into Pac-Man 2 for the day.
That's pretty cool. Maybe that's cool.
That's when your favorite tech website turns maybe into that's something from the past.
Actually better than what I actually have there, which is a 1980 Pac-Man machine, which is right behind Matt's hands. There it is. It's the real deal.
If you're watching the video.
I'm looking at what's coming out for Record Store Day this year. There's a Johnny Cash album in Prague live.
Oh, like a legit thing.
Yeah, legit thing. I'm just Dead Duffman. Purple.
Look! I'm wearing a Johnny Cash shirt!
We got it.
Thank you. That's why I mentioned it.
I know.
a special four-disc limited edition Ted Knight Sings on colored vinyl and die cut to Ted Knight's hair.
Oh, Joan Jett.
I'm Monroe.
Stop. We're big fans of Ted Knight.
I love that show.
Which one? Merrily Tyler Moore.
Mary Tyler Moore.
Too close for comfort.
I know. I've just been having a rough night. Sorry. What happened to poor you? We're going to air bomb.
That's on all the time, like every night. Two episodes every night.
Now, was that Antenna TV or MeTV?
It's one of those. It's one of them. Very local listings.
Yeah. Check your local antenna listings. Antenna TV's kind of had a resurgence.
A lot of those, both, like, there's that, there's the movie channel, there's this, not movie channel on cable, like, it's called just movie, it's over the air.
Yeah.
And then there's Grit, and there's Bounce, and they're all, like, very specifically playing stuff that's like, wow, that's actually pretty good for over the air television.
And I just, you know, love watching Columbo, man. I never get fucking sick of Columbo.
And Matlock.
Now see them. I thought that maybe I was thinking that I saw something that maybe, but you know what? It really doesn't matter because I'm just moving out. But you have a good day. Sorry to bother you.
Oh, by the way. But by the way, one more thing before by I go. The way,
that's right. But you know, I was thinking as I was walking out the door. Sorry.
How does a man with one leg leave 3 footprints on a guy's face?
Right.
He must have had friends. And then he pulls the
sheet. But a guy like that doesn't have any friends.
But he pulls the sheet away and there's 3 guys underneath it.
All with one leg.
With one leg, yeah. Oh, shit, I have no idea what we're talking about. Anyway.
Go get the DVD collection of Columbo and have fun.
Yeah, you should.
And then you'll understand that. Then watch this again.
Looking for some binge watching this weekend. Yeah. We suggest you check out this show called Columbo.
Maybe you'll try it. And he had a glass eye that didn't move.
The feet of Fall Guy. Yeah. Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
Not to be confused with Hawkeye.
Or the Fall Guy with Lee Majors.
I'm not the kind to kiss and tell. But I've been seen with Farrah. And I guess that's it.
Yeah. Great job. Nice recall of the lyrics.
I always said if they had it at karaoke, I'd do it, but no one ever does, so I just don't. No one ever does. Mike, what shows are you doing these days?
This Week in Trek, World of Warcast, and Pulp Fizzer.
And you know what I never think to even pump is on Facebook, Moving in Stereo Cleveland. It's our Cars tribute band.
The premiere.
Well, I mean,
Northeastern Ohio.
No, it is Moving in stereo, a tribute to a Cars. We'll let you decide
if
we're the premier or all the other ones that suck are the premier.
There you go. Turn into a WWF event.
Hey,
Cars! Cover tribute bands, you show.
Oh, and I've seen all you other Elliot Eastons. I can fucking take you. It'll be like Kiss and Evil Kiss from Phantom of the Park. The robot kiss.
There have been some new off ramps.
There have been.
A couple of them popped up there. There's a few more that are going to pop up there.
Continue to celebrate the inexplicable 10-year anniversary of the DFH off-ramp.
Yeah, 20 years of the DFH, the door from hell.
Yeah, wow. Are you going to do a refilming of that this year before you head back?
Probably should. We did one around, I think...
The 10-year anniversary.
12-year or something like that. It was somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, the 10th.
The 11th year. Yeah, it was over there. You know, that'd be a good idea. The thing is that it was filmed around Christmas time, so to do it properly, we'd have to set up for Christmas. So maybe at the end of the year.
Yeah,
we'll
you're
do
not
going
to be around Christmas time.
Well, I'm still here. How many times did I say I was leaving?
Yeah.
How many times I was leaving perpetually, so I could be at WonderCon in 2 days?
I'll probably leave the end of next month. He says that every month, so he's never leaving.
I would have just gone to WonderCon.
I know, I should have. It was just.
You leave right now.
And be there by tomorrow.
And we started a Kickstarter campaign.
A Kickstarter campaign for cocaine.
Which turns people into zombies.
Cocaine. Yeah, we were talking about making some of
those. You've never experienced a rush like this.
About doing some of those grindhouse fake movie trailers. I'm like, I've been here for how long? We should have done something productive, like made a fake trailer.
Yeah.
And so then it all came
All we did was...
I thought of one day,
All we did was Partridges.
Yeah, we did do that.
That was all
we did.
We could
have done a whole Christmas album.
Yeah, we could have done as the Partridges, singing your favorite Christmas favorites.
You can do it now for next year or for the end of this year.
No, and that's the title.
The Partridges, singing your favorite Christmas favorites.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God, here they go again.
Who would have known?
Ho, ho, ho.
Who wouldn't know?
Ho, ho, ho.
Who wouldn't go? Anyway.
Not in this weather, buddy.
Hey, people are craving this shit.
They are. Mike, you look bored, but you would buy it.
No, I'm not.
We made a Christmas tune that they could play on the radio, and it was amazing.
Yeah. And I wouldn't be surprised if you were listening in Houston that you hear it on the radio next year.
Next year, yeah. Probably going to happen. We could have done a lot of things. We could have made a whole album of a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Like we could have done a parody album in a night.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah. We could have. If we would have focused.
Well, you got some Spotify things you could pimp.
Oh, yeah. And as it would appear. I just discovered that a couple of the albums that I made have popped up on Spotify. And nice. I didn't put them there, so hopefully I get paid. But Johnny Mohawk and the Assassins Drinking, as always, is on Spotify, which is a little punk band that we had here in Cleveland years back that, you know, we started to get some national push, and then Johnny had a baby. So that was that. It's the story of so many rock bands from the road. And,
his wife, not like some other chick.
Yeah,
so that's all
with his wife, and yeah.
That's not rock and roll at all.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which, his wife is why we couldn't play a couple songs.
That makes me feel so uncomfortable.
Second album will be called Johnny Had a Baby.
Yeah.
It'll be a duo.
There's a whole second album that would have been better than the first. That is just
all right. What are your other things?
In ashes.
So on Spotify, Johnny Mohawk and the Assassins, look for that.
Yeah.
And
there's actually a Karaoke Bob track on Spotify called Heel to Halo, a nice little piece that I did that you'd probably do yoga to.
And then they should look up Karaoke Bob?
Yeah, you could look up Karaoke Bob on Spotify.
That's the name you used?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah.
Huh. All right.
Because that was the name that I used
Karaoke
when I was with...
Karaoke Bob. My son. All right. Well, look, and you got all those kinds of things to you can share.
I checked out because you're no fun.
Yeah. I'm Langley on Twitter. And if you're
Starmike on Twitter.
Yeah, I don't
if you're
have
having a prom, give me
I don't have Twitter. I don't have Instagram. You don't give a shit about what I think.
That's true.
Disclaimer, this show is a Schedule One controlled substance.
The Robot Underpants Show is.
Is it a Schedule One? What controlled substances? Well, I mean, that's the whole bugaboo.
No.
With marijuana, right? A Schedule One. Yeah.
It's all going to be legal everywhere anyway. Robot Underpants is part of the Geek News Central Podcasting Network. Views and opinions expressed on this show are not those of its owners.
Said bugaboo.
That's
not. No, I'm just kidding.
Babaloo.
Yeah.
Bababoo. Yeah. All right.
Bye.
See you next week.
See you. Standing on the edge of time. I walked away when love was